牧师曾在芝加哥北郊牧会七年，现任芝加哥华人基督徒宣道团培训事工部主任。他的详细的介绍是在我们的 bulletin 的最后面一页，大家可以回头看一下。
Today's sermon will be brought by Pastor Reverend Lin from Chicago. Bio information is on the back page of the bulletin.
今天林牧师为我们证道的题目是“为寻回迷失的羊而欢喜”。
Sermon title is "To Rejoice in Finding the Lost Sheep."
让我们准备我们的心，一同领受神的话语。
Let's prepare our hearts for God's word.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
第一次来到南湾教会，所以特别跟大家请安。愿神的恩典啊，常常祝福在这间教会。
My greeting to you, since this is my first visit, and may God's blessing continue to be with you.
今天我们一起来思想耶稣所讲的这个失羊的比喻。
Today, let's think about this parable again about the lost sheep.
其实，在路加福音第十五章这里耶稣是一口气连讲三个比喻。
Actually, in this chapter, Jesus had used three parables.
讲到失羊的比喻、失钱的比喻，还有失了儿子的比喻。
The lost sheep, the lost money, and the lost son.
有一个人有一百只羊，失去了一只，结果他就怎么样呢？
So what did this person do if he had 100 sheep but lost one?
耶稣说他就找啊找啊找啊，一直到找着为止，然后呢他就非常欢喜。
Jesus said that he continued to search until he find the lost one, and he was so rejoiced.
同样，有一位富人，他有十块钱，他失去了一只，他怎么样呢？也是一样，他就找啊找啊找啊，翻箱倒柜，一直到找着为止，然后他就非常的欢喜。
Likewise, a woman had $10 but lost one, and he continued to search in her house, and finally found it, and was so happy.
然后第三个比喻是讲到一个父亲有两个儿子，失去了一位，他就怎么样？他就等啊等啊等啊，一直等到这个儿子愿意回到他的身边，然后呢，他非常的欢喜。
And the third one was about the two sons. A father had two sons, but the younger one left house, and he continued to wait until the last one came back.
圣经上讲，主耶稣讲说，他就宰了肥羊，开了 party。大大的庆祝。
The Bible said that this father even killed a fat calf and throw a big party to celebrate.
显然，这三个比喻都有共同的主题。
It's obvious that there is a common theme.
但是，我们要体会这三个比喻，主耶稣要告诉我们什么？我们需要先来看主耶稣是在什么样子的情况什么样子的处境之下，主耶稣讲这三个比喻。
But in order to understand that, we need to look at the context, in what kind of context or situation Jesus talked about these three parables.
在第一节这里讲说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要来听他讲道。这个时候，法利赛人跟文士却怎么样？他们却私下的在那边议论，说这个人接待罪人，又跟他们一起吃饭。
Look at the verse 1. The tax collectors and sinners were all gathering, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, and this man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
这里讲到说，当这些应当来听耶稣讲道、需要来听耶稣的信息、生命被耶稣改变的这些人，他们正在那里听耶稣讲道。需要听福音的人正在听福音，也有人愿意讲福音。偏偏这个时候，却有人看到了，很不高兴。
So in this story, we saw that there are people who are willing to receive the gospel and Jesus is willing to preach the gospel, but there are some people that are not happy about it.
你会觉得很奇怪，如果我们中间有一些慕道朋友愿意来到我们的中间，在这里听福音的话，我们每个人都会很高兴。
So, think about this. If we have people who are willing to come to church and listen to gospel, how come we have anyone who will be upset?
那为什么他们会不高兴呢？
Why were they upset?
因为他们不能够体会神那一颗爱罪人的心。
Because they could not understand God's will.
所以主耶稣要讲比喻，而且是连讲三个比喻，是一讲再讲，重复又再重复，一点都不怕我们听了烦。
Therefore, Jesus had to use three parables, very patiently go over that.
主耶稣一定要我们真正的体会到，触摸到神那颗爱世上世上罪人的心。
But Jesus really wants us to understand His heart.
弟兄姐妹，照理来说，我们每一位基督徒，我们都应该早就体会到了神那颗爱罪人的心，是不是？
So, brothers and sisters, don't you think that we should have already understood this God's will?
因为我们自己就是神那个爱世上罪人的心，那个爱的一个接受者，我们应该早就体会到了。
Because we are the receiver of such kind of love, so we should have understood this long time ago.
但是我想，我们最好不要太快的以为或者是认为我们已经体会到了。
But rather, we should not take it for granted that we have known this already.
因为我们如果真正体会到的话，你会发现到我们的生活跟我们的侍奉都会产生翻天覆地的改变。
Because if you truly understand God's heart, then your life will be completely turned around.
所以我们今天就一起来思想这个比喻，我们来体会主耶稣真正要让我们体会的，也是在当时要让这些法利赛人跟文士来体会的。
Therefore, let's take this opportunity to really learn and understand God's will.
我们来一起思想神的三个心意。
Let's think about understand.God's the three aspects of God's heart.
首先，神的第一个心意是什么？就是我刚刚说的，神要我们跟他同样有那一颗爱世上世上罪人的心。
The first aspect is that God wants us to share the same love that He has toward the lost one.
主耶稣在这里问了一个问题，他说：“你们中间谁有一百只羊，若是失去了一只，难道你们不把那九十九只都撇在旷野？”去把那失去的一只找着，直到找着吗？
So Jesus says, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost one until he finds it?
老实说，我真不知道耶稣到底期待着人家怎么样回答他这个问题。
To be honest, I didn't know what Jesus would expect.The crowd to answer him.
我相信，如果主耶稣真的问这个问题，他问了一百个人，大概有九十九个人都会跟他说：“哎，那还用说啊？当然不会把这九十九只羊撇在旷野啦。这就单单为了那一只，万一这九十九只羊里面有两三只被狮子吃掉了，那岂不是划不来？是不是？当然不会这样子做了。”
So the majority of the crowd would answer this way. We should.Find a way to take care of those 99, otherwise they may be devoured by the beasts.
对绝大多数的人来讲，最合理的一个处理方式就是一只就算了吧，死就死了，我还是好把这九十九只好好的顾好就好了。
So to the majority, most people would take this approach of taking care of the remaining 99 and just let the lost one alone.
可是你偏偏看到，对主耶稣来说，最合理的答案却是相反的。
But to Jesus, the most reasonable approach is just the opposite.
最合理的答案是把这九十九只就把它撇在旷野，然后去把那失上的一只来找回来。
The right approach is to leave alone the 99 and go seek the lost one.
为什么？因为主耶稣说，在天上当有一个罪人悔改的时候。在天上的神与神天上的使者也要这样的欢喜，比什么更欢喜？比有九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Because Jesus said in verse 7, that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
你说这是什么意思？难道表示说神爱罪人的心远超过爱义人吗？难道神爱罪人心，甚至是九十九倍、一百倍的超过爱义人的心，是不是这样子？
So does that mean that Jesus only loves those who are lost and don't care about those who have repented?
其实你知道，当我们有这种想法的时候，是我们在吃醋。
Because when you have this kind of thinking, you are eating the vinegar or being jealous.
你知道神的儿女是很会吃醋的。
God's children are very likely to be jealous.
教会弟兄姐妹常常在吃醋，你有没有发现？
Brothers and sisters, realize that we are jealousy. We are jealous very often.
但是并不是神爱罪人超过爱义人，而是神挂念罪人的处境跟需要，远超过对义人的处境跟需要的挂虑。
It's not that Jesus or God doesn't care about the righteous ones, but it's that they put more worries, more hearts into the lost ones.
耶稣在这里所说的义人，当然不是指没有犯罪人，是我们这些蒙恩的罪人。我们这些罪已经得蒙赦免，我们已经得救了的这些，其实本来也是罪人。
The righteous 99 refers to those who had repented, the original sinners, but had repented and became righteous in front of God.
而罪人呢，却是指那些还没有信主、还没有得救的人。
But the sinners refers to those who have not repented and believed God.
我们本来都在灭亡的路上走，但是今天我们已经得救，从灭亡当中被神拯救回来了。但是他们仍然在灭亡的道路上面。神对他们当然是加倍的、百倍的挂虑。
So because the 99 of us had repented from the past and turned back to God, but the remaining one is still walking on the path of perish.
不是神少爱我们，而是神更多的挂念他们。主耶稣要我们认识到说，真的。在外面还没有信主的那些人，他们需要主的程度是远超过我们这些已经得救的人需要主的程度。
So God has more concern on the lost ones. So we need to understand.
所以神要我们去体会到他对这些世上罪人的那种焦虑、那种挂心。
So God wants us to know His heart, His concern, His worry about the lost one.
但是当我们想到说有99只羊在这里只有失去那一只，其实我们体会不到神那种焦急的心的。
So when we only look at the 99 that are doing well, we cannot understand God's concern.
要去体会神那个焦急的心是不容易体会得出来的。
It's hard to understand His concern or anxiety.
我们需要来想想说，事实上这个世界上是不是有99%的人已经得救，已经在主耶稣的圈内，只剩下1%的人在外面，在失落，是不是这样子？
Let's think about this way. On this earth, is that true that 99% had repented and only 1% left unsaved?
你看主耶稣讲完了失羊的比喻，接下去讲失钱的比喻，是10块钱失去一颗，失去一块，那个不是1%，那是10%。
So the next story about the woman lost $1 out of 10, and that we see the percentage increase from 1% to 10%.
然后主耶稣在讲到一个父亲两个儿子失去一个，那是50%。
Then the third parable, two sons, one lost, that percentage.
然后主耶稣在继续讲下去的时候，发现那个留在家里的大儿子其实也是一个浪子，有没有？
And actually at the The older son who stay at home.
他住在家里，他从来没有经历过父亲对他的爱。
He is a lost one because he has never experienced the love from his father.
他的身体虽然好像没有在外面流浪失落，可是他的心灵却仍然是100%是失落的。
He physically lives in the house, but his heart is far away from his.
主耶稣三个比喻讲下来，到最后是100%的失落，不是1%。
So at the end of this chapter, the last one percentage is 100%.
今天在台湾还有97%的人还没有信主。
Today in Taiwan, the 97% has not believed the Lord yet.
在全世界的华人当中，还有95%的人还没有信主。
For all the Chinese on earth, 95% has not believed.
在全世界把挂名的基督徒都就把它算是真的基督徒吧，也还有1/3的人还没有信主。
If you count all the population, even those who only claim they are Christians on lip service.
根据他们的统计，全世界每一天有150,000的人要离开这个世界。
Statistics shows that every day there are about 15,000 people perish.
其中有超过十万的人不是安息主怀，而是永远沉沦。
And out of this 150,000 is not rest in peace or with God, but rather perish forever.
去年我们遇到四川大地震的时候，所有的人，不论是不仅在中国，连在北美，我们听到那样的事情，我们心里都很受到震撼。
Last year, we were all shocked and saddened by the big earthquake in Sichuan, China.
我们很难接受，在一天的当中，突然间86,000人的生命就被拿走了，就不见了。
It's very hard for us to accept that just in a few minutes, more than 86,000 people died.
但是事实上，这样子的事情是天天在发生的。
But actually, this kind of things are happening every day.
每天都有超过十万的人，他们的生命被带走了。
Every day
被带走，进入到永远的沉沦里面去。
Every day, more than 100,000 people died and entered into eternal death.
想想看，其实你所参加的大部分的葬礼，你买一张卡片写安慰卡给他们的时候，你都不能够写安息主怀。
Think about the funerals that you have known. Many times on the thank you card, you cannot even write rest in peace in God.
你必须写永远沉沦四个字。
In reality, you have to say, you have to write perish forever.
试试看啊，下次真的遇到那种情况的时候，买一张卡片。笔拿起来，写下四个字：永远沉沦。
Next time, try it. Buy a car and write, perish forever.
安慰他的家人。
Can you bring comfort to his family?
写得下去吗
？Can you do that?
写得下去吗？你写不下去。
You can't do that.
为什么？太难过了。
Why?
太难过了。
It's so.Sorrowful.
神的心何等的焦急，何等的挂念。
God's heart is so anxious.
神的心何等的难过，因为每一个这样子沉沦的人，都是他让他的儿子为他们而死的。
And everyone that perished, God had Jesus died for them.
所以你就体会到神不可能不难过，神不可能不焦急。
Therefore, you can understand why God is so anxious.
那教会的心呢
？How about the heart of the church?
教会能够不焦急，教会能够不难过吗
？Can church not care about it?
所以主耶稣真的是在当时，在那边呼吁着这些法利赛人，呼吁着这些文士，也是在呼吁着我们要跟他一同的来关切这许多失丧的灵魂，不能够再让他们失丧，不能够让他们沉沦下去。
So Jesus wants us to have the same kind of attitude. We cannot let them, those people continue to perish.
一定必须要去把他找回来，要不然太难过了，是不是？
We have to find the lost one, otherwise it's so pitiful.
神没有叫天使去传福音。
God did not send angels to spread gospel.
神把传福音的责任托付给教会，托付给我们这些已经得救了、尝过主恩甘甜的这些基督徒。
But God entrusts this responsibility to those who have been saved.
如果教会很舒服，教会不焦急，教会不关切，教会不起来传福音的话，千千万万的灵魂，他们就是走向沉沦。
So if a church feel comfortable and just stay inside, don't go out and reach out, many people will perish.
所以在这里，主耶稣就有第二个心意。
Therefore, Jesus has this second aspect of his heart.
这第二个心意就是主耶稣真的是要教会把传福音放在教会的优先的事物上面。
That God wants us to put the first priority on evangelism.
传福音应该成为教会最优先的事情。
Evangelism shall be the most important thing.
我们再来思想那个失羊的比喻的时候，耶稣所问的问题。
Let's go back to the first parable of lost sheep. And
主耶稣说，这位牧者他会怎么样子做呢？他会将99只羊都撇在旷野，去找那失落的那一只羊，一直到找着。
Jesus said that this shepherd will put down the 99 and go find the lost one.
我想我们了解主耶稣在描述神那个爱罪人的心，那个着急，急迫要把他们寻回的心。可是我们可能还是没办法接受说这位牧者为什么要这样子做。
So we may be able to relate to God's anxious heart.
因为我们觉得这样子做还是不合理啊。照理来说，这位牧者他应该怎么做呢？他当然是要把失丧的羊找回来，但是他应该先把这99只羊怎么样？先带到一个安全的羊圈里面去放，对不对？先把这99只羊放好了，然后再去寻找那一只羊，那不是两全其美吗？怎么可以把99只羊撇在旷野呢？
Now we may wonder why Jesus would not take care of the 99 and put them in the tent or safe place before he launched out to find the lost one.
主耶稣这个做法真的是看起来很不合理耶。
Because from our view, Jesus' approach is not reasonable.
但是我们必须明白，这一个不合理，这一个问题不是主耶稣的问题，是我们的问题。
But we need to understand that this unreasonable thing, this problem is not God, is not God's problem, but our problem.
因为主耶稣没有问题把羊群撇在旷野，为什么呢？因为这个世界上没有任何一个地方是他把他的羊放在那个地方，他就没有办法去照顾的。
Because there's no way that God cannot protect His sheep, no matter where they are.
神不论把你放在世界上的任何一个角落，不论要把你放到这个人生里面的任何一个处境里面，没有一个处境跟地方是主耶稣没有办法在那里全备的看顾保守你的。
There is no place in this world or no segment of your life that are not protected by God.
所以对主耶稣来说，他把羊群撇在旷野就撇在旷野，没有问题。他去寻找那只羊的时候，他照样在看顾着他的羊群，一点都不会失落，不会失误。
To Jesus, it's no problem for him to go out and seek the lost one while taking care of the existing 99.
但是我们就有这个问题了，对不对？
But it's our problem.
我们常常要顾这个，我们就顾不了那个；我们要顾那个，就顾不了这个，是不是？我们没有办法两全其美。我们常常很深的在侍奉的当中，会经历我们自己力量上面、能力上面的局限。
Because we are limited, we cannot be multitasking.
所以，我们注意主耶稣在这里讲这个比喻的时候，主耶稣的意思不是要告诉我们说，有世界上有这么多失丧的羊在里面，所以主耶稣不管我们了，任我们死活了，他要去找那些失丧的羊。不是的，主耶稣不是在讲这个。
So God's teaching is not saying that He doesn't care the remaining 99 righteous ones.
主耶稣是在讲说，我们这些属主的人，主要用的器皿，主的教会，我们在基督徒，我们自己教会内部的这些信徒的需要方面，跟传福音的需要这两个方面，我们需要做的选择。
He is teaching us to make a choice between the needs of the existing 99 within the church.And the one that's lost outside.
因为我们没有办法两面两全其美的都顾到，所以我们需要做选择，我们需要摆一个清楚的顺位。
Therefore, we need to have a priority in doing to handle this trade-off.
我们需要把传福音放在优先的位置上面。
That we need to put evangelism as a first priority.
因为当我们面对这样子的不能两方面都兼顾的时候，你有没有发现？教会弟兄基督徒常常我们都是先顾哪一个方面
？So you, according to your observations, within the church,
我们常常都是先顾到教会内部的需要，有没有
？We tend to put higher priority on the internal needs of the church.
我们常常都说应该先安内再攘外。
Chinese usually said, you should take care of the internal problem before you take care of the external.
所以先把教会里面的需要都满足了，全部都做完了，我们再出去外面传福音。
So, take care of all your problems within the church building.
问题是教会这样子做，这样子走下去，10年、20年、30年、50年，都不会开始传福音的。
So if we continue to do this, decades by decades after decades, we would never be doing a good job in evangelism.
我常常看到一些弟兄姐妹，如果遇到教会的牧者非常的热心传福音，甚至这种探访弟兄姐妹的这个 服事稍微好像没有做的那样子的那么多，弟兄姐妹就开始 complain。
So I saw some church complain about that the pastor spent too much time outside in evangelism work rather than compared to the time that he spent in visiting the congregation.
自己的羊都不照顾，都在顾外面的事情。
So he spent too much time in taking care of other sheep rather than the sheep inside the church.
所以你就看见很多很多的教会，很普遍的现象，教会常常各样的事工都非常完善，主日学事工很完善，崇拜事工做得很好，很多事工都做得很完善，团契也是，就只有传福音事工零零落落的。
So we see that for many churches, all kind of activities in the, within the church are well done, but the reaching out is based on a kind of an ad hoc basis.
没有什么计划，也没有什么人，也没有多少人参与在里面。
Lack planning and lack resources and commitment.
主耶稣要在这里告诉我们说，不可以这样子。
Jesus said, "This is wrong."
主耶稣说，我要你们把传福音放在优先的位置上面。
Jesus wants us to put evangelism as number one.
为什么？因为当我们把传福音放在优先的位置上面的时候，我们才真的是在体贴神那个爱罪人的心。
Evangelism as number one is a really understanding and appreciation of God's will.
只有当我们把传福音放到优先的位置上面去的时候，我们才真的是在用信心把我们一切的需要交托在神的手里。
And by doing that, we are willing to entrust everything in God's hand.
我们才真的是像主耶稣所说的是，先求他的国和他的义，然后这些东西。
And that is what Jesus had promised. If you seek God's kingdom first, everything else will be added to you.
只有当教会跟弟兄姐妹把传福音放到优先的位置上面去的时候，我们属灵的路才走对了路。
Only when you put evangelism as number one, you are walking on the right spiritual path.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面。以后我们就不再常常的问那些问说教会到底教会的牧师长职同工们他们帮助做了什么东西来照顾我们。
So, if we put evangelism as number one, then we will not often ask what has the leadership in the church done for me.
我们更常的问说我们到底有没有在传福音，有没有同心合意的。
But rather, we should ask: Have we done our best to reach out?
这是很多教会的同工弟兄姐妹都需要转变过来的一个心态。
And this is the attitude that many co-workers and leaders in the church need to make a change.
必须这个心态转变了过来，教会才可能真正的有力传福音。
And only when we change this mindset, we can be powerful.In reaching out.
其实这个转变讲白了就是一个字放下。
And the key is willing to relinquish.
把我们的需要放下来在神面前放下。
Relinquish or let down, drop down our needs in front of the Lord.
就好像主耶稣讲的那位牧人一样把九十九只羊撇下把它放下来。
Like the shepherd who set aside this 99 sheep.
当我们把传福音放在优先的位置上面去的时候，我们会亲身的来经历神怎样供应我们属灵的需要。
And when we put evangelism as number one, we can experience how God has provided for us.
我在我自己牧养的教会里面曾经做过几年持续的在做个人布道的训练。
When I was pastoring the church, I have done some personal evangelism training.
很多弟兄姐妹从来没有传福音，开始学习传福音，然后开始积极的传福音。
Many brothers and sisters did not know how to do it, and then they started go through the training, and they started doing that and doing well.
我就发现这一个转变正是这些弟兄姐妹他们灵命复兴的开始。
And I discovered that this is the growth of their spiritual life.
就是从当我们把自己放上去，愿意让神来使用我们， 来把福音传出去的时候，我们的生命开始更多的领受到神的供应，神的喂养。
When you are willing to dedicate yourself to evangelism, you will see that God will use you and you will receive God's provision and teaching.
所以主耶稣在这里教我们来认识到神的第三个心意。
So Jesus wants us to understand the third aspect of His will.
这第三个心意就是神要我们能够跟他一起享受他的那种属天的喜乐。
That God wants us to share, participate, share His joy.
神要教会投入到传福音，是要让教会更深的来经历属天的喜乐。
Because He wants His church to follow Him so that they can share His joy.
主耶稣说，一个罪人悔改的时候，在天上，在神与天使的面前，也要这样的为他欢喜。
Jesus said that when one sinner repents in the heaven, both God and many angels will be rejoiced for them.
人心悔改，人心归向神，与神和好，罪得到赦免，这是神在神的心里面最喜乐、最喜乐的一件事情。
The biggest joy to God is that sinner will repent, turn to Him, and the sin is forgiven, and he will be, will have conciliation with God.
主耶稣强调在天上，意思就是说这是属天的喜乐。
Jesus said in the heaven, it means that this is the joy in the heaven.
这才是真正的喜乐。
This is the true happiness.
但是你不要以为说这是只有神跟天使在天上才能够享受的喜乐。
But don't be mistaken that this kind of happiness only belongs to God and the angels.
神要我们也同样在地上就经历这样子的喜乐，你从哪里可以看出来？
God wants us to share that joy on earth. And where do you find that?
你看见在第一个比喻、第二个比喻里面，那个人找到了羊，或那个富人找到了钱之后，他立刻就要怎么样？他就要邀请朋友、邻舍都来跟他一起欢喜，是不是？他不是自己一个人欢喜而已。
Because the first two parables, both the lost sheep and the lost money, the shepherd and the woman, go out and invite their friends to share the joy.
在第三个比喻里面，那个父亲也是一样，他特别的跑到外面去，去要把那个大儿子给带拉进来，要大儿子跟他一起怎么样？跟他一起来欢喜庆祝。
In the third parable, the father get out and grab the older son, to home and want to celebrate with him.
神非常的认为独乐乐不如众乐乐的。
God would love to share this joy.
所以你千万不要误会神的心意。
So don't be mistaken about God's heart.
很多人以为神是怎么样？神就是一个人坐在天上，哎呀，那边舒舒服服的看着我们这些信徒在地上拼命的、辛辛苦苦的传福音，传得精疲力竭的。
Do not be mistaken and have the wrong image that God is sitting in the high corner in the heaven and just look at us busy with evangelism.
然后神就是坐在天上一个人喝着可乐，在那边点着人头，喝又一个，喝又一个信主，喝又多了一个。
So he is just drinking his Coke and counting the numbers.
不，神要我们跟他享受，一起享受所有他享受的那些快乐。
God wants us to share all the happiness and joy He has.
去年在智华宣道所办的福音里面，有一位姐妹，她带了她的父母亲一起去。
Last year in the gospel camp that the CCCM sponsored, and I saw a sister brought her parents.
她已经跟她的爸爸妈妈传福音传了很多年了。终于等到他爸爸妈妈来美国，然后他爸爸妈妈竟然也愿意跟他一起去福音。
She had started evangelism to her parents before they came to the States, and then when they came, they were even willing to participate in this gospel camp.
那天晚上，当他爸爸妈妈同时在讲员呼召的时候，站起来决志信主的时候。这位姐妹的眼泪就像提防崩溃一样的爆出来呀！
啊 ，So when her parents were willing to accept Christ and stood up, the sisters tear just cannot hold anymore.
他抱着他的爸爸妈妈在那边哭得稀里哗啦的。
She cried loudly with her parents.
弟兄姐妹，在这个世界上，在这个地上，最快乐的时候不是笑的，你知道吗
？You know that the most happy moment to many of us is not a big laugh.
当你在笑的时候，你还不是最快乐的时候。
When you are laughing, it's not the most happy moment.
当你快乐到受不了的时候，你会又笑又哭的。
But it's the combination, a mixture of crying and weeping is the ultimate happiness.
这位姐妹在那边抱着她的爸爸妈妈，又哭又笑。
She just like this sister was grabbing her parents and.They were weeping together.
因为那个喜乐太大了。
Because the joy was so great.
这种喜乐就是主耶稣在这里讲的那种欢喜。
And this is what Jesus said about.
这种喜乐就是神要让我们每一位在我们的生命里面都能够亲身的去尝到、经历到。
God wants us, every one of us, to experience that.
而且是常常的经历、常常的去品尝。
And have it often.
你会很爱哭的。
And you'll become like to cry often.
因为这样子的喜乐是一种，真的是会把你的整个生命给复兴起来，整个属灵的力量，整个都充满起来的那种振奋心灵的一种喜乐。
Because this kind of joy is so encouraging, it will revive you. It will revive your spiritual life.
但是我们怎么样才能够得着这样子的喜乐呢？
But how can we gain such great joy?
你一定要亲身参与到传福音的服事里面去，从里面你才可能经验到。
You need to participate, because only goes through your personal participation and experiencing.
如果我们一直站在外面，我们永远经历不到。
If you are just a bystander, you cannot experience.
这就是为什么主耶稣说在。马太福音二十八章那地方，主耶稣说：“你们去使万民做我的门徒。”
It's just like the last chapter of Matthew. God asked us to go out and make everyone disciple.
耶稣说：“你们奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
In the teaching of the great mission that Jesus wants us to go out and to teach everyone and make disciples of him, so he will be with us.
就是借着直接的、亲身的参与到传福音、使万人做主的门徒的侍奉里面的时候，我们在经历神那么清楚的同在。
When you have this passion and bring that into actions, then you will experience God's.
我们在经历神的作为，我们的生命被建造。
And your life will be built up by God.
但是弟兄姐妹常有一个观念，觉得说这可能吗？
And many people wonder, is this possible?
亲身参与在传福音的侍奉里面，
is it possible for us to participate personally?
好像传福音向来都是传道人的事情，不是平信徒的事情。平信徒能够做什么？
Because we often feel that we ordinary believers, what can we do?
每次要传福音的时候，就请一个好好的讲员来这个地方，他来讲福音。我们顶多是排排桌椅，这个邀邀朋友，就是这样子而已啊。
Because we usually think that evangelism, the way of evangelism is to invite a famous speaker and then we help out and arrange all the logistics.
好像只有传道人他们才可能学会传福音，我们平信徒永远也学不会的。
It's only the trained pastors can preach about gospel.
有一次我到一个教会去，去服事。星期五晚上呢，他们有一个年度的布道会，请我当讲员。
One time I went to, I was invited to a church, to be the speaker of an annual evangelism meeting.
然后呢，星期六早上呢，他们就安排了一个个人布道训练。能够给他们叫要我给他们弟兄姐妹做一点训练。
And that was Friday night. Then Saturday morning, they asked me to have a workshop of personal evangelism.
哇，我花了好多的时间在家里头预备那天晚上的信息。
So I spent a lot of time to prepare the sermon for that evening.
然后那天晚上在台上，我是使出浑身解数的来讲解福音。
I try my best and pull out all the tricks that I know of in that sermon.
我觉得我讲的非常的精彩，大家的眼睛都注目着我，从来没有转移开过。
I felt I had delivered a very good sermon because everyone stared at me.
然后讲完的时候，我立刻呼召你们，猜那天晚上几个人举手
？After the sermon, I have a calling immediately, and guess how many people raise their hand?
几个人举手？两个，还有呢？十个，哇！还有没有？有没有更高的？你们对我还挺有信心的。
Thank you for have confidence on me.
那天晚上一个决志都没有。
The answer is zip.
一个人都没有。
Now,
我一直问，还有没有人？不要怕，举手。
I continue to ask, but nobody raised their hand.
聚会结束的时候，我发觉每一位同工的脸色都很难看。
After the preaching, I found not only me but other coworkers.
他们花了多少的精力，抱了多少的期望，在那天晚上的布道聚会，年度布道聚会的里面。
Because they have put so much effort into this annual evangelism meeting.
可是没有一个人觉知。
But there's no fruit.
今天早上训练开始的时候，我跟弟兄姐妹说，昨天晚上我们完成了一个伟大的实验。
So the next morning, I told in the workshop, I told all the attendees that we have done a great experiment.
证明说教会要传福音，不能靠传道人，靠传道人就死定了。
And it proved that evangelism cannot rely singly on the preacher.
真的，教会常常都是靠传道人在传福音的，这就是为什么教会传福音后来都会死定了。
And that is why many church withered because they only rely on their pastor to spread gospel.
每一年花了多少的人力、财力、物力在预备那一次、两次的布道会
？How many churches spend so much energy on preparing once or twice, the evangelism meeting?
请最好的讲员来讲那个布道会，结果呢？三年、五年看有没有一次有十个人决志。
They invite the most famous speaker, but you know, if you count 3 years, 5 years, probably no more than 10 people believe in God in that kind of setting.
大部分都是两个人、三个人决志，请到林牧师的时候就没有了。
Most of the time, maybe two or three, but if you invite me, probably nobody would.
所以靠着传道人传福音的结果，教会就是一年下来就是两个人、三个人决志，要不然就是没有。
So that kind of approach, we cannot grow.
我告诉他们说，我们证明很清楚，教会传福音的主力不是传道人，传道人当然必须传福音，主力是弟兄姐妹，每一位弟兄姐妹。
So I told them that the most important resource for evangelism is you guys.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹才是真正教会传福音的主力。
It's every single workers.
真的是这样子。
And it is true.
我去他们教会侍奉是那一年的二月。
I went to that church and it was a February.
他们教会聚会人数没有你们多，只有差不多四五十个人左右。
They had only 40 or 50 less than this congregation.
但是那天他们有超过一半的弟兄姐妹来受那个训练。
But more than half of them stayed for the personal evangelism workshop.
然后他们就开始两个两个或两三个人就一起出去。到处找朋友，到处找同学、学生，去跟他们传福音。
But they are willing to go out, reach out in pairs and talk to their friends and their classmates.
到是那一年九月的时候，他们告诉我说，现在教会里面每一个礼拜都有一到三个人决志信主。
And by September that year, they told me that on average every week there were two to three.New believers.
每个礼拜都有人信主，也不多，顶多三个人。
Every week they have new believers, no more than three.
这是不得了的，你有没有发现
？But this is incredible.
你就算平均一个礼拜两个人好了，一年多少个人
？On average two per week, how many additional members you gain every year?
一年就一百多个人了。
Every year you gain more than 100.
经过一年之后，这个教会可以达到150个人。
One year after that, church can reach more than 150.
当弟兄姐妹起来成为教会传福音的主力的时候，这个教会的福音动力就完全不一样。
When brothers and sisters are committed to personal evangelism, this church will be different.
我二月的时候才到另外一个二月底三月初到另外一个教会去做个人布道训练。
Just 2 months ago, I went to a different church for this same kind of personal evangelism training.
3个礼拜之后，我打电话去问他们结果怎么样。
Call them back 3 weeks after.
他们算一算，他们跟我说，我们总共好分成好几个队，总共有9次跟人家传福音，其中有4个人决志信主。
And they reported that we went out 9 times and gained 4 new believers.
一群过去完全没有传福音经验的人。
So they had no experience before.
但是当他们开始传福音的时候，果子神就将得救的人数开始加添在他们的中间。
When they started launching out, God prepared the fruit for them.
神要使用的最主要的传福音的器皿不是传道人。
So the most important vessel that can be used by God for evangelism is not the preachers.
神要使用的是我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
But every one of you.
每一位就是你。
And it's you.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要让你亲身的去尝到、经历到，在你生命里面经历那种属天的喜乐，那真正的喜乐跟宝足。
Because God wants you to experience that greatest joy.
今天我们的信息就只有一点。
If we summarize today's sermon, there's only one thing.
主耶稣这三个比喻总合起来也只有一句话而已。
And we can also summarize the 3 parables in 1 sentence.
这句话就是主耶稣要你我我们每一个人都起来传福音。
And this is that Jesus wants you and me, every one of us, to stand up and go out and reach out.
一定要亲身投入到传福音的侍奉、传福音的脚踪里面去。
That every one of us need to commit ourselves into personal evangelism rather than be a bystander.
我们一定要传福音，不只是因为神爱那些失丧的人，要我们去把他们带来信主。
Not only that God has mercy on those who have not believed in Him,
更是因为神爱我们，神要让我们的生命得到祝福。
But also God loved us that He wants us to receive such a joy.
求神来祝福在我们 South Bend 这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every one of us here.
都没有错过这个宝贵的福分。
That we would not miss this important blessing.
我们欢喜的起来寻找拯救世上的羊。
So let's reach out with a joyful heart.
我们欢喜的来领受神要在中间加添到我们的生命，加添到我们教会里面的每一个祝福。
And let's be prepared to receive the blessing that God is willing to give to us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，你的众儿女们在你的面前赤露敞开的仰望着主你自己的恩典。
God, here are all your children that we are looking to you.
主让你自己的同在充满你的教会。
May you be with us with this church.
主让你自己那福音的大能彰显在你的教会。
That the power of evangelism be exalted in this church.
主让你的儿女们深深尝到主爱的甘甜跟激励。
Oh, let your children really can experience the sweetness of evangelism.
主甚至让我们因你的爱而癫狂。
So that we will even be crazy about your love.
让我们成为主你自己使用的那传福音的器皿。
So that we are willing to be the vessel that you can use.
主，我们敞开在你的面前是渴慕你。
Lord, we open ourselves up. We are longing for you.
主，我们敞开在你的面前是顺服在你面前。
When we open up, we are willing to be submissive.
主，我们敞开在你的面前，是愿意主你自己的圣灵充满我们。
We are willing to be filled by your Holy Spirit.
浇灌下呀，主你在使徒行传那里你所应许的那种大能。
O Lord, pour down the anointment, just like we have read in the book of Acts.
哦，主啊，让你的教会亲眼的看见福音从这里，好像耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极这样子的来传开来。
Help us to see that we can spread gospel, just like in the Acts, that gospel start from Jerusalem to Samaria, Samaria, and the end of the world.
愿你这样丰丰满满的超过我们所求所想的来祝福主你自己的教会。
O Lord, bless this church with abundant richness that is beyond our comprehension.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.